You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
We are here, Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another recap for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm here with my texting co-host over here.
Sorry. Hi. Hi. Hi, guys.
Do you want to say who you are?
I'm Susan Hahn.
And where they can find you?
And you can find me on Twitter and at Instagram. And on Instagram at It's Susan Hahn. Whew, okay.
And you can find me on Twitter. I'm Giselle Ugardi. You can find me at Giselle Ugardi. And do you want to start us off?
Yeah. All right. So this is the episode.
Oh, and Deanna's out today. Did I say that?
No, I don't know if we said that. Okay. Let's take a moment. My God.
Gather our thoughts.
Okay. I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
So what is this episode? She's gone too far. And I'm guessing they're talking about Brandy.
Yes.
What do you think?
Absolutely.
Now, do you think she went too far?
Well, the problem is that they bleeped everything out. Or they didn't even bleep it. They just silenced it. So we don't even really know what she said. But
well, I have some news and gossip that maybe
speculation for what she could have said.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
But for the most part, you know, it's a little hard to tell. Brandy always takes it too far.
But that's Brandy. And that's
right.
Why we love her.
Exactly.
She has no filter.
Yes.
She keeps it real on The Real Housewives.
Yes.
All right. So let's start with Alexia's Mercedes. I don't know about you, but I definitely got a Mercedes when I got my license at 16 years old. Is that like normal?
No.
Maybe in Beverly Hills, California, it's normal.
Maybe in Beverly Hills, California, it's normal. Not a brand new, souped up, you know,
two-door.
It was a very nice Mercedes, yes.
I mean, my gosh, it's like, what is this little girl going to look forward to when she turns 21, you know?
I mean, maybe she'll get a Bentley when she's 21. Who knows?
Do you think that maybe that's kind of sending out the wrong... Well, you know, Kyle definitely emphasized the fact that Marisa worked really hard and, you know, it's his dream to get his daughter, you know, to buy her a car. I understand. I mean, I'm not a parent yet, but in some level, I do understand. Like, I would want to spoil my kids to some point, but maybe not spoil, but... You know, definitely provide my kids with as much as I could. But
right.
Do you think maybe a Mercedes is sending off the wrong message?
You know, with Mauricio is really a great dad.
Right.
He's not the type of person who tries to buy his daughter's affection through buying them things. That's not his fatherhood. He does interact with them. He really has gotten close to them. And not even all of Kyle's children are his, but he treats them as his own. And so I think that
Portia.
No, it's not Portia.
Why am I thinking Portia?
It's Portia. No, Portia's
no,
the baby.
Sorry. She also
Farrah.
Yeah, but he has three other daughters.
Right. But the point is that, you know, I see Kyle's point of view where he really wants to spoil his daughter. I was a daddy's girl. I know, you know, my dad wants to give me the world. Also, as a way to set the bar for my future husband and also for myself, because he knows that I want to make a living on my own as well. But, you know, it's setting it really high. That's for sure.
So you got a Mercedes when you turned 16,
I didn't.
Basically.
I did not. I did not get a car until I was 17.
Oh, okay.
And it was a used car.
Okay.
I've actually never gotten a new car ever.
Okay. Well,
but, you know, in my personal opinion, even if I had all the money in the world, I personally would want to give my daughter, if I you know, had a lot of money, I wouldn't even give her a car that nice. If it's her very first car, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like every 16-year-old gets into at least one little rear-ending something or runs into the side of the wall or immediate. Marissa, you're smiling. Did you have a little accident when you got your license?
I took off the side view mirror once.
Yeah. So at least like something like that. And these are foreign cars that, you know, cost lots of money to replace. So if anything, I would maybe get them a brand new, maybe mid-end car.
At the same time, you want a safe car. I guess
yes,
it doesn't have to be.
That's the most important, absolutely.
Right, and I guess it doesn't have to be a flashy new, brand new Mercedes.
Right.
But yeah, I guess at the end of the day, you want a safe car. And Mercedes are very reliable and they're safe. But now I'm thinking, okay, he has three other daughters. Is he going to do this whole surprise, 16 years old, got your license, here's your brand new car?
Maybe.
Okay.
Who knows?
Well, who knows? I mean, kudos for them, right?
We might have some rebellious girls on the way that might not be deserving of a car.
I doubt that. I really doubt that.
I know,
that.
Me too.
Now, before we move on, can we remind you guys, please tune into iTunes and rate us, comment. Please rate us number 5. We're number 5 again this week. You guys have made us top 10 in the past 4 weeks. We really appreciate it. We appreciate your feedbacks, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent.
Or things that we don't mention.
Or things that we don't realize. Mention.
Join in the conversation. We love that.
And you know what? I do have to mention, we have such great YouTube fans. And I had to give someone a shout out because they're so intuitive. I mean, they just, oh
they're
my gosh.
So engaged. We have the best fans ever. And I just want to mention to you, we are actually having to put our YouTube videos on hold for at least a couple of days. So if you don't see our videos uploaded tomorrow, by all means, you know, you'll find our podcasts. Hopefully you're listening to the live stream right now because you love us that much. But, you know, stay tuned for the next couple of days, possibly a full week. And we'll be back for you to share and comment and like. But you want to give some shout outs?
Well, thanks for pointing that out, G. Yes, to Randy Trejo. He's such a huge, huge fan. He's always commenting, always engaging with us. And I really appreciate his insight, his opinions, his just everything.
Did he say that you were pretty?
No, he actually, like, he called each and every one of us out. Oh, he did say I was his favorite. I'm not going to lie. But he loves us. He loves us. And, I mean, he's just so, like, I just, you know, he's just such a super fan. And so we appreciate you. Thank you so much for watching us.
Love it.
Yay. All right. Moving on. We finally meet sexy Dimitri.
Oh, yes.
So what did you think? Was he as grand and as Greek goddess or Greek god as we envisioned him to be?
Well, I'd seen photos of him before. It was nice to see him in real life, but he was pretty quiet. We didn't see a lot of him. I hope that we do see more.
Well, we heard a lot of him. Eight inches of him.
Which last night on Watch What Happens Live, Camille said that it was that with his cowboy boots on, he's 8 inches taller than Kelsey. Uh-huh.
Is that what you meant, Camille?
Uh-huh. But I really like him for her. They've been together for a year and a half. Clearly, he's giving her everything that Kelsey couldn't and more. And I really, really like Camille. I didn't necessarily like her that much the first season, but after the second season, and especially after seeing the divorce and the affair come right full splat on camera, I definitely was sympathetic for her, and I wish her the best.
I agree.
What do you think
you.
Of Dimitri?
I don't remember which one of the housewives mentioned anything is a step up from Kelsey, and I agree.
I think it was Brandy.
I mean, yes, Kelsey Grammer is Kelsey Grammer, but I mean, who is he? I mean, he had this hot, beautiful wife, you know, and the way he did. I mean, I know that every marriage has their private issues, but just the way it publicly unfolded was just so dirty, the way he divorced her.
Well, and Camille was his second wife, too. His first wife, or his first marriage, did not end well at all, either.
And that's okay, but don't, like, invite me to, what was it, like a... It was like an award show. I think it was on season 2.
Right.
And he like completely ignored her. And he obviously had a girlfriend. It's just
sad
the way that he dragged her on. It was just disgusting. So I'm definitely not a fan of him anymore. But I do agree with you. I was not a fan of Camille the first season. But now I love her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really, really sad when I heard that she was no longer part of the cast. But we are seeing so much of her that I'm so excited. I'm really excited.
Yeah, me too.
Because I feel like we're getting the best of her. You know, she's just so happy. She's in such a good place. So I'm really happy to
she's
see
she's not
her.
Having to think about the drama beforehand or think about what she's going to say or, yeah, I love that as well.
And just backpacking on Camille, someone made a comment. It was either on our podcast or on our YouTube saying that Kyle was such a hypocrite when she jumped up Brandy's ass, well, basically Lisa's ass for defending Brandy about saying shut the fuck up across the table. Now, do you recall Kyle telling Camille, like, you're a fucking liar in New York when they went to that New York trip?
I don't remember it being the New York trip, but I do remember her saying something like that.
Now, was it as vulgar and as inappropriate the way Brandy kind of shouted it?
I don't think so. I do think what was said was definitely vulgar. And as you might remember, too, Camille also got in a riff with Taylor that was very heated.
Right.
But it wasn't the kind of thing where, you know, I was sitting this far away from you making a quiet comment. And then all of a sudden it's like, shut the fuck up. You know,
right.
I feel like the way that Brandy did it, she could have said, excuse me, you know, rather than boom in front of the entire table.
Right.
It wasn't like... I think Kyle and Camille were in a conversation when that was happening. They were having an exchange where she was accusing Camille of, like, lying or something.
Right. Okay.
So, I don't know if it's exactly the same.
I mean, I just don't see anything wrong with the F word, so I just don't know why it's such a big deal, you know?
I think it was maybe more, like, just the way that she said it, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I agree.
Because she went from 0 to 60. It was more of that kind of a thing.
I don't think so. I think she kind of paused at 30 and was like, why are you making such a spectacle out of it? And Adrian kept going off. And that's when she was like, okay, you need to shut the fuck up.
Well, let's talk about Brandy's little word vomit for this episode.
All right. Are we going there already? Okay, let's go.
If you want to go there.
Yeah, let's go there.
Since we're on the subject.
Now, okay. So what do you think was said and what went down at Sir? Because obviously it was so appalling that the housewives were like, oh my God, did she just say that?
Well, and let's start off with the very beginning, because Brandy called Lisa beforehand saying, hey, I want to make sure that this waitress isn't there who had an affair with her ex-husband,
right,
because I want this lunch to be drama-free. I want everything to go smoothly. It has to be all about the food, blah, blah, blah.
That,
I'm so hungry.
And that's validated. I don't want to go somewhere and eat something where my man slept with some hoe bag. Like, I really don't need to look at you while I enjoy my
rosé. I completely agree with you. But it's interesting the way that even though the waitress wasn't there, drama still ensued at the table.
Now, we appreciate Brandy for just not having any filter and just saying what she says, what she feels. And she even called herself, like, the truth cannon.
Right.
That she's just going to shoot
the truth. She's not a loose cannon. She's
right.
a truth cannon.
But
do you think that's true?
I do. But I feel like there's a time and place where things should be said, because it's kind of like it came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like giving up information, private information, you know, very sensitive information.
Right.
So I appreciated the fact that, you know, she was like, listen, I had drama with Paul and Adrian because the whole Twitter thing. That's fine. She's just validating why she's not a fan of Adrian.
Do you think it was right for Kyle to ask her in front of everyone? Because Kim definitely made it seem like Brandy was the instigator. But do you remember Kyle was the one that said, what really happened between you and Adrian?
I don't think it was inappropriate, because I don't think Kyle expected to hear what Brandy was going to say. I think that all the girls were a little curious and wondering what really went down, because like we mentioned, it was Adrian who kind of brought Brandy into this mix.
Yeah.
And then quickly they just became, or Brandy became enemies of Adrian. Now, I don't think that was an inappropriate question, because we're dying to know. And so imagine these ladies are dying to know. But I think what was said after the fact that she stated that whole Twitter thing, that so deep and personal comment, that all the housewives just, I mean, they were blown away.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and the way that she was saying, like, the problems that she had with Adrian, it was very, it kind of, I couldn't tell whether she was trying to fish for more and more things to chip away at Adrian, or if she just really didn't know what to say or like what she could say. Because one second she's being super specific, and then she was being really wishy-washy, mm-hmm. and then she was saying, well, I can't really, and then she lies, and then she, and then, oh, and then, blah, whatever that was that she, that was the,
that was
blank.
Right. That was, I don't know. I just, I kind of feel like, I mean, Brandy definitely has it in for Adrian. I think we get like a clip of what happens next week. And I think Lisa was having a conversation with Brandy. And I think Brandy said, I'm just getting started. Like, you don't want to fuck with me. And so that was kind of scary, but I don't know. I don't really know what was said. I'm dying to know what was said, because these women were so appalled that Kim actually had to pull her aside and kind of give her a heads up. Now, do you feel like that? I mean, because you see Kyle, she's heated. She's like, this is my husband's party. And she's blaming her sister because she feels that, you know, Kim kind of instigated right. everything. But do you feel like as a friend, Adrian had a right to know what was said about her?
Yeah. But not right then and there, maybe. And I also think that maybe Kim should have gone to Brandy first, saying, you know, why did you say that stuff? Is right. it really true? Did you mean what you said? And then from there say, you know, I don't think it was really fair of you to mention that while Adrian wasn't there, blah, blah, blah. And then, I don't know, just the way that it was handled was, it was very, it was, I mean, it was perfect for reality television, that's for sure. But it was definitely not the time and the place. And I'm curious to know. I know there are a lot of gossip sites right now and a lot of speculation for what was said. But if you're watching online, if you're listening on iTunes or YouTube, I want to know what you think Brandy said about Adrian. What is this fight really about? Leave a comment. Let us know. Is it just about the Twitter feud? Is she fishing for excuses? Is it... Does it have to do with the divorce, perhaps? Does it have to do with Adrian and Paul's relationship? Does it have to do with their kids? Let us know what you think in the comments.
And if you guys are hearing crazy noises, we have a very special guest in the house with us. We have the one and only Buzz.
Hi, our boo-hoo. Mascot.
Our mascot. Anyways, so now Paul approaches Brandy and he just pops it off on her.
At Mauricio's event.
At Mauricio's event. And now Brandy's like, I didn't say it. So is she denying it, or is she, I mean, Brandy's like, you know, I didn't say anything, or like what was the whole thing that she was defending herself on?
She was very back and forth, because Paul definitely did put specific words in her mouth. And I think in some ways she was trying to get away with it because maybe she didn't say that exact thing. Or maybe there's more that she didn't say out loud that we don't know about. But I thought it was very inappropriate the way that Paul handled the situation. But I have never seen Paul so angry. And so that's why I don't really believe some of the things that we're seeing in the gossip sites and the news sites and the little rumor sites, because I don't understand what could get Paul that mad. Because Paul is always cool as a cucumber, or he's totally oblivious to the situation.
I love Paul.
You know, oh, I love Paul too. Loved when he had the whole pool in the backyard and the barbecue.
Do you think that this could be something that added to their divorce?
Possibly.
Oh.
You know, they're clearly trying to hide something. There's a lot going on behind closed doors that we don't see between those two.
Well,
and
listen, I don't think that, I think
hi,
boo boo. I think there's a difference between hiding something and keeping something private. You know, which, just because you don't want it to be public knowledge doesn't necessarily mean that you're hiding something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes, it was inappropriate the way Paul approached Brandy, but at the same time, I mean, at the same time, he's pissed off.
Yeah.
And she says something that was really below the belt. And now, I also wanted to mention something to you and bring something up to you. Adrian mentioned, you know what, this is a lawsuit. Now, do you feel like there's always an effing lawsuit? It's like, that's what they resort to is a lawsuit.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. And wasn't
Adrian...
Which is
silly because it just brings more attention to the situation.
Right, but wasn't Adrian the one that was, like, going out, like, she was going out of control last season when, who was it, when Taylor's husband pressed charges against Camille or hit her with the lawsuit because defaming someone's name or...
Right.
Or assassination of character, whatever it's called. And now you see Adrian saying, no, Paul, that's a lawsuit. Let's nip it in the butt. We're going to sue her. Sue her for what? Clearly, this girl doesn't have any money. I mean, that's she's yeah. writing a book. And Brandy's the first to admit, like, you know what? Can I get a paycheck, please? You guys are all well off. Can I make some effing money?
What did you think of the comment at the table about when Brandy brought up Adrian writing a book?
She says she's lying.
Yeah. Can you actually look that up, Marissa? Can you see if Adrian has written a book or if she is writing a book? Adrian Maloof. Because I'm curious to know if she really was lying. And then she even, maybe it wasn't her, but someone at the table was like, well, she probably needed help to write the book. She probably didn't write it herself.
And we're talking about Adrian. Okay, but wasn't there something on the news and gossip wheel that Brandy didn't write her own book?
She didn't. And actually, it's on her book. It says Brandy Glanville and such and such other name.
Okay.
Or like with so-and-so.
Okay. Well, there's definitely competition and cattiness within these girls because it's if Brandy didn't write her book, then she shouldn't be commenting that Adrian didn't write her book. Do you know what I mean? It's like everybody just, there's enough to go around in this world. Shut the fuck up, you know? Let's just share and be happy and be merry.
And be merry. I just think that there's never anything that can get accomplished with name calling. And, you know, I know... I just don't. And I feel like a lot of times people end up saying things that they don't want to say, taking, you know, when you call someone that, you've automatically, you know, branded them as that. And it's something that, you know, goes lower than anything. And it's just, it doesn't get anything done. It's not constructive. You know, calling a woman a bitch, I think, is never appropriate from a man's standpoint. I guess in a joking context it's okay, so maybe I'm sort of double biting my tongue on that one, but I don't think you can ever get anywhere just by calling someone names.
And I agree with that, but
or by yelling at them and screaming at them, especially in a public place where even if they do have issues between the two, well, you're already saying that she's lying or that she's causing a lawsuit. Well, if she tries to explain herself in public, whether or not it's true or not, you're going to hold that against her and it's going to be in front of like the entire world to see. So you're just bringing more attention to whatever the issue is at hand.
And I agree. I was very disappointed in Paul. But at the same time, I'm just wondering what was said for him to go off on her like that.
I know.
To call a grown-ass woman a bitch. To make a scene at their dear friend's, you know, real estate party or, you know, whatever that party was for. I mean, it must have been that bad. So, I mean, I'm sure we're all curious and I think we do have some ideas to what it might be. But, okay, I guess we're just going to have to.
I just got a tweet from Joanne Davis. She says it was Lisa's husband that made the comment, which I think she's referring to.
Ken?
About the book.
Oh, okay.
About Adrian being able to write her own book.
Oh, okay. And well, talking about Ken, his hip surgery.
And then I also got another one. Taylor Hawkins says, the rumor is that Brandy said Adrian didn't carry her children and used a surrogate and lied about it.
Well, that's on our news and gossip.
Right, exactly. Okay. Is it that big of a deal?
To use a surrogate?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't, there's a lot of women out there with fertility issues and... You know, I think it's a wonderful thing that someone wants to step up and carry someone's child that cannot conceive on their own. I don't know. I mean, I'm not there yet. You know, God forbid, like if I'm ever in that position, I mean, if there is an option for me to have my own child, but not physically through my body, it's a blessing, you know?
Yeah, I just don't understand why that would make someone so upset. I get that it's personal, but it's not like Adrian had an affair.
Well,
it's not like...
I mean, Camille has done surrogacy in both her pregnancies.
Right.
And at the Ojai dinner, she was very uncomfortable with everybody talking about what they went through with labor. And Camille was like, okay, this is just a very odd subject for me because I can't relate with these women because I didn't carry my own children.
But how would that be a defamation of character?
Well, because until last week, we all thought that she didn't carry her children because of vanity reasons. But
well, no, I mean, for Adrian to say that about whatever Brandy said, like if Brandy were to say that Adrian used a surrogate, how is that affecting her character?
You know,
that just doesn't make sense to me.
I guess for Adrian, that's just because it involves her children. It involves her personal life, I guess. I mean, I think different things hit different people, you know, differently. Maybe that's just a no subject, no topic. No, you cannot touch that issue. I don't know, you know. But
well,
I do want to talk about
will
Ken.
Come
yes,
out.
The truth will come out. But I want to talk about Ken. Ken is so cute. He's like, is my room ready with my satin sheets? My God.
I know.
And we really see this episode how much Lisa loves her husband.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually shedding some tears.
I mean, I love the two of them. And I know we've talked a little bit about that, you know, that little gossip column that Cedric said that they're having problems with their marriage and all that. And I guess I just don't want to believe that it's true, even if it is. I really, truly believe that they love each other. If not, I feel like they are best friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have these two grown kids together. They've created this empire together. I mean, they live together.
I was shocked to find. I know that Ken was much older than Lisa, but I didn't know he was older than her by 16 years. She revealed that yesterday. But I mean, they both look great, and that's fine. But it was really touching to see Lisa showing that much love for her husband, because we always see her kind of messing and joking
around.
She has
the game face, the iron face on. Yeah.
And you know what? What marriage doesn't have problems? If there is one married couple out there that's going to really sit there and say that you have the perfect marriage, that's bullshit. It's just bullshit, you know? And
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with having a little bit of problems.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm happy to see that he recovered and he's fine. And
did you like how Lisa was feeling below the hip?
The waist, yeah.
Yeah. She's like, I'm just nervous that he's going to wake up and see this hot nurse and thinks that he's in a fantasy.
That's funny. That was funny.
She's like feeling around like.
Yeah, right?
I thought you don't do that, Lisa.
Yeah, she's just testing, making sure. She's like, please, I hope his hip is okay, but I hope his penis doesn't work. So no more Christmas, birthdays, holidays. Anyways.
I think she's a freak.
Lisa, I think so too. We saw her get down a little bit at Thunder from Down Under in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's hung up the sex swing.
You do? I don't
I
know if she's
maybe
freaky
that's
like that.
Why he got the hip surgery.
That's a good point. That's a good point. You never know, right?
What did you think about the condos in the Ritz-Carlton?
It was nice. Was it the Ritz?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was the JW Marriott.
I mean, they're connected.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's great, but I'm not a huge fan of downtown LA. It's too congested for me.
I agree.
I did my time in New York, you know, kind of LA is spread out for a reason.
I agree. I lived downtown for 4 years, and as soon as I left, I was like, wait a minute.
Is that air?
My lungs.
Yeah, it's really congested.
What's going on? But I thought they were beautiful. I'm a huge fan of condo style living.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm more of a fan of like the more cottagey kind of Hamptons,
house.
Like, you know, what's that called? Cape Cod, like houses, you know, like backyard. Air, you know.
I am too. I definitely love myself a house, but for right now, I mean,
I want a garden.
I like to be spoiled. You can have a garden on a balcony. Maybe not in downtown LA.
Yeah, it's gonna be die. Anyways, well, is it time for some news and gossip?
Yeah, let's go to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so did you know that Brandy is having surgery this week for a non-cancerous tumor in her boob?
I did.
I mean,
I
oh my
did.
Gosh.
A little ironic.
Well, she wasn't
considering
feeling
that it was supposed to be it's divorce, not cancer. Granted, she doesn't have cancer.
Oh, okay.
Thank
I didn't even look at it that way.
But
my
did you
gosh,
think about
that's
that?
Scary. No, I just thought about it right now. That's scary. You better knock on wood and think twice before you speak. Shit. Because every time I'm laughing, I'm like, oh my God, I'm dying. I'm not going to say that anymore. I'm scared. I'm just going to say that was really funny. So, okay, so she wasn't feeling well for months. She was recently told by doctors that her sickness was due by a growing tumor in her breast. Now, mm-hmm. thankfully, you know, it's non-cancerous and she'll be fine, but that's really scary.
It is. And, you know, she's going to pull through. I'm sure it's a scary thing no matter what, you know, going under in general. She has kids. This is going to be more time that her kids have with her husband and Leanne, who she loves.
Well, I don't know about that one because apparently one of her sons, I think it's Mason, ate a pill.
Yeah.
From Leanne's bag, thinking it was like a Tic Tac or a candy. Now, I would flip the fuck out if...
Allegedly,
but kind of Leanne was just in rehab. I mean...
Well, the pill candy, though, has to do with the fact that Brandy told InStyle magazine mm-hmm. that she thinks Leanne has an eating disorder and is addicted to laxatives. So the pill supposedly was a laxative.
But still, a laxative shouldn't be given to what, a nine-year-old
that
boy.
I guess he found in the house. You know, I mean, it's really hard to tell. You can't prove that for sure, but that's the kind of comment that Brandy will make that will get her in trouble.
Well, that's
whether
true.
Or not it's true, because we have seen Leanne lose a ton of weight over the last 2 years. She did go to rehab for stress and anxiety, and it's like, you know, it's not that I don't feel bad for her. I know that rehab and therapy is life-changing for people, and that being in the public eye, I mean, not from my own personal experience, but seeing people in the public eye is very stressful. And at the same time, she had an affair with a married man while she
right,
was still
married.
Right,
but what does that have to do with not child-proofing your medicine cabinets? And
no, I know, but I mean, your son finding a single laxative pill on the floor versus saying that someone is addicted to laxatives and has an eating disorder.
Well, okay.
You know?
Yeah, I see your point.
Because most people have some form of, you know, Gas X or Pepto-Bismol or Tylenol or Advil or medication in their house somewhere. And kids, it's not like her kids are babies anymore. I remember being that age. And by that point, if I had a cold, I could, you know, climb on the stool and climb on the table and get to the top of the cabinet and get whatever I needed. Or, you know, I swallowed quarters. You know, like, what are you... It's just, I think there's a... For what she said.
Well, I think it was just ammunition for Brandy because of the whole public humiliating divorce. And,
yeah.
You know, they're both trying to get each other as much as they can. So
it's a roller coaster.
It is a roller coaster.
And then Leanne also had a special on E! Which aired on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I personally had no desire to watch it. Mm-hmm. I saw the commercial. That's all I needed to see. I don't know. Her affair happened in 2009, people. What more could she have to say? She's already done the media tour, especially post-rehab. But what I thought was interesting is that Eddie will not allow his kids to be on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. However, they were in the E! Special, and they did not ask Brandy permission.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting.
So Brandy went off on Twitter because of that. And no response from Leanne whatsoever.
Okay, it's time to move on from them. Clearly this is like a sick love triangle. Like, they just need to just break and just
figure it out
and just go on with their lives.
Luckily, Brandy said that her kids are unaware of any of the conflict that goes on between the two of them.
Right.
I don't know if that's actually
for
true.
Right now,
but for
when
right
they
now,
get older and they know how to type and they go on that internet, everything's going to be there.
Yeah.
Well, anyways. Okay.
Another thing was on Watch What Happens Live last night. Camille said that Kelsey actually took the new baby, to the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah. I heard that, too. And I heard that his new wife was mocking Camille and dressed as Camille with the Band-Aid on her nose. Is that what you're talking about? At the Playboy
party?
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so basically she's like, oh, I had all this plastic surgery. How old is Kelsey Grammer's wife? 32?
She's young.
Or like 20 something?
She might even be in her 20s.
Okay. Well, you know what, girlfriend? Let's talk when you have two kids and you're like in your 40s. And let's see how natural you stay. I just think that was... You know what? She was already humiliated. You got the man. You had the baby. Like, move on. You know what I mean? I feel like that was a very insecure move for the new wife to do.
I wouldn't be surprised if Kelsey encouraged it, honestly.
But, I mean, it's like, get over yourself.
Yeah.
Like, who cares? Bye. I know you play the boss on the boss on that show, but you're really not.
Not anymore. Cancel.
Oh, cancel? Okay, well, bye then. Keep it moving. All right, so gossip number two. Yes, so Brandy is accusing Adrian of using a surrogate to have their three boys. Do you think it matters?
I don't think it's that big of a deal. How is that defaming her character? Marissa, what do you think about this one?
I don't know. I think that's respectable. If that was another choice of hers, then yeah, sure.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of.
Right, but is it Brandy's business?
I mean, I don't believe that that's what they're fighting over.
Well, of course they have their underlying issues, but let's just say that maybe Paul and Adrian had such a hard time conceiving. And then here comes, you know, Brandy, and she's saying, well, they carried a surrogate. Now, that might hit home to some people because it's like maybe they struggled so hard to get pregnant, and then you're taking that away from them because they went through the whole thing and they have three beautiful, healthy boys. And you're, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I don't have kids yet, so...
Yeah.
I don't know, but
I would say, I don't know, maybe if she were to say they're adopted.
Okay, maybe.
That would be different.
Oh, okay, maybe.
Or if she were to say that Paul and Adrian don't have sex.
Hmm.
Then in that case, I would be like, then that might be a little bit of...
Or maybe she said that Paul was gay. I don't know. All I know, it was so, like, appalling that all the housewives were like, what the hell just happened? I don't know. And there was... Okay, this is my third rumor, and this is kind of scary. The rumor is a day of what we saw in this episode. There was... they were having a barbecue with Paul's nephews. Now they're saying that this is a day that that Lisa's house caught on fire. It was a day of this barbecue.
Oh.
Do you think that maybe that's why... The press is speculating that the Maloose has something to do with it.
Because of the barbecue?
I don't know. Clearly, well, Paul didn't know how to cook shit on that
Paul
grill.
Paul didn't know how to cook it, but he also had someone else take over the grill when he went into
the
pool.
I mean, you think maybe he, like, flipped a hot dog over the fence and it was, like, on fire and it caught on to the rose bushes somewhere?
I mean... Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? That I mean, Adrian's family comes from a ton of money. And they have a huge casino in Vegas. There's a lot of mafia in Vegas. There's always probable conspiracy
where are you going?
In Beverly Hills.
So
but do I think she caused it? I don't know.
So you think the fire fell off the truck? All right. Well,
anything is possible. I don't actually think that. But if that's what people are wondering, I wouldn't be entirely surprised.
Well, we do know that these two women do not get along. And I was going to say, a lot of our fans are mentioning, are we starting to notice Kyle siding with Adrian and kind of turning her back on Lisa? Like really defending Adrian and really kind of making it a point to go, you know, to prove Lisa wrong. Because clearly there's really heavy tension between Lisa and Adrian, and Kyle is always siding with Adrian.
I think, for right now at least, Kyle is seeing that there are so many conflicts with Adrian, so she wants to try to maybe stick up for the odd person out. As, for example, Lisa is sticking up for Brandy, who's the odd person out.
But do you feel like Brandy's so part of this crew that she... that her opinions even matter?
Obviously they matter because people get upset about what she says.
Good point.
If they didn't matter, if she was just a, you know, Kim G, for example, then
right.
they would be like, well, whatever. She's just a drunk
right.
whoever. Just leave her. I mean, she's not drunk ever. But or, I mean, she is. But you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I'm comparing it to, for example, Kim G. Or on the Real Housewives of Orange County, they have that drunk girl, I can't remember what her name is, who ate the thing off of Heather's cake. You know, yes, it'll make them upset, but then they'll be like, well, it's so-and-so. She's
okay.
like that. She's predictable. I think they do care what Brandy has to say, and especially when Brandy is now a starring housewife on the show.
All right, well, you know, I'm kind of seeing a pattern where Kyle is kind of turning her back a little bit on Lisa. So I guess we
could
just
have
to...
Could it be jealousy? Or could it be that she's upset about Lisa hanging out with Brandy so much?
Who knows? Who knows? Maybe. All right, well, we're just going to have to wait and see.
Prediction.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Predictions. What you got, G?
You know, I am just looking forward to seeing what Adrian really did. And I really want to see where this divorce unfolds. Because honestly, I don't think this is something that was sudden. I know we see a lot of Hollywood romances all of a sudden, one minute they're in love and the next minute they impulsively go for a divorce. They've had tension for a long time.
Right.
So I'm curious to see what the straw is that broke the camel's back. And what else?
Well, I agree with you. I'm just really looking forward to, not looking forward to, because I don't want to,
right,
you know, look forward to something that's going to end a marriage, but I really want to know what Brandy said at that dinner table or that lunch table that got Paul so heated that he was calling a grown woman a bitch to her face.
Mm-hmm. And to be totally honest with you, I have the feeling, I don't necessarily think what Brandy said was right because we still don't even know what she said, but I have the feeling that this situation is going to backlash on Adrian and Paul. I think this could be the beginning of the divorce. It could also be the beginning of her severing ties from some of the friends that she used to have, like Taylor, for example, maybe even Kyle. Mm. And I mean, it was a cocktail party from hell. What can we say?
It was. I felt bad for Mauricio because we love Mauricio.
Anyway. But hey, all the power to him. Like $650, $700 million his first year is what they're projecting.
Yeah, he's trying to make $200 million. Right? He wants to hit that 200 million mark. Anyways, buy us some Mercedes. Yes. Oh, I forgot I already have one. Just kidding.
No, she's not.
Well, I am. No, I'm not.
No,
all right.
She's not.
Well, I'm Susan Hahn. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at It's Susan Hahn. That's ITSSUSANHAHN.
And I'm Giselle Ugardi. You can also find me on Twitter at Giselle Ugardi. Thank you so much to those who tweeted in. As you do see, I do live tweets throughout each show. So hopefully we will be in the top five again next week. Make sure that you find us on YouTube, iTunes, and see you next week.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.